two consecutive games or lose two consecutive games. So we'll see if that trend.
EDU, check out our programs and set up a campus tour today. We can't wait to meet you. Visit Western Oregon.
So a bit of trouble here early for the M's. Gabby Martin, oh, calls for time there really quick. Mikulski about to throw the pitch in. A little bit. We'll have to come up firing to Toribio. Not in for a ball. So Barracudo yesterday, good showing from him. 2 for 3, a run score.
The right choice. Grab a ride, just don't drink and drive. This is a friendly reminder from MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Drive.
So the first two runners now reaching base for the Canadians, and that will roll the line. Martinez hit him in. So he's already looking for a second base hit here of the ball game. Every Friday night, M's home game. Just show your OCCU debit card at the PK Park box office and receive a buy one get. Stanley, for a tough spot for Stanley, who came in. Toribio, pitching coach, coming out, wants to talk.
No stress with Point S.
Start over at second. We've seen him a lot this season. Santos, who struck out 4 Emeralds.
Casino.com for more information. Three Rivers Casino Resort, winning starts here.
Exactly sure what about. Here with San Jose, a good showing for him. So coming into today, a great count now moves to 3-1. The Emeralds in the bottom of the fourth. That's Stanley's third.
Refrigerator and freezer. The internet and cat videos.
The Eugene Emeralds on 95.3 The Score. Sponsored by Mark Fain's Fabulous Five.
It's an incredible, incredible story. A 28-year-old.
Is still an option when going out in public. Contact your primary care physician or Lane County Public Health.
Friends baseball is rooted here. As the weather warms up, that
Tega gets his lead over at first. The first pitch to Wyatt, fouled off. Oh. So Benson last season made his return. Chance here for the Emeralds to cut into this lead a little bit more. The 1-0 pitch just misses again outside for this game. Trying to give the Canadians their ninth run here of the ball game. First pitch to him, taken in for a called strike. So a righty on righty matchup here for Hernandez. Pivens now coming set. No one holding on, either runner. The 0-1 pitch. Ball is hit hard out to Jared Dupree out in left, and he moves over and makes the catch. So Spencer Bivens able to work out a tough one with just one out and runners on first and second. We'll head to the bottom of the, or excuse me, the top of the seventh here. The Emeralds still trailing by 7. You're listening to Eugene Emeralds Baseball on 95.3, The Score.
When you have a medical emergency, you can be confident choosing the ER at McKenzie Willamette Medical Center. You'll find telemedicine services for neurology and critical care, and specialists in general surgery, cardiology, and orthopedics, plus our 30-minute pledge. Emergencies can't wait. We are safe and ready to care for you. Call 911 for medical emergencies. Specialists are employed and independent members of the medical staff. McKenzie Willamette Medical Center is owned in part by physicians.
A great coach will tell you the secret to hitting is keeping your eye on the ball. At Kendall Auto Group, knocking an amazing customer experience out of the park is all about where we're focused. At Kendall, our focus is on you. Shop new or used at any of the 7 Kendall dealerships in Eugene and find fair prices, zero hassles, and a straightforward car buying experience. When it's time for something new, stop by any Kendall location in Eugene or get started at KendallAutoOregon.com. Kendall, let's start something great.
The living is fantastic right now. There's so much to do and see, going to an M's game, hanging with friends, rapping down the McKenzie, celebrating a wedding, enjoying a barbecue. Whatever you do, have fun and be sure you're safe on the road. Think about sharing a ride or hailing a ride. Make the right choice. Grab a ride, just don't drink and drive. This is a friendly reminder from MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Driving, to be sure you get home safely.
The Eugene Emeralds on 95.3 The Score, sponsored by Mark Fain's Fabulous Fives. And now, back to the ballpark with Jacob Archer.
Welcome back in to Rogers Field. Adrian Sugasti set to lead things off here for the Emeralds in the top of the seventh. So it'll be 6-7-8 due up. The M's, of course, still trailing by 7 runs. Sugosti, an international free agent signing back in 2019. 0 for 2 today, a couple of pop-outs for him. Cooper Benson back out on the rubber for the Canadians. First pitch swung on and missed by Sugosti. 80 miles an hour there on the off-speed. Just got a bit too far out in front. Next pitch misses low and away. Sugosti's arm really stands out. Cut down 30% of would-be base stealers in 21 and 22. Played in the Arizona Fall League, hit 385 as a 19-year-old. So Sugosti, who started the year slow offensively, has been cranking things up. Now batting 273. Next pitch fouled off behind home, so the count moves even at 2. At just 20, Sugosti is being touted as a high upside catcher by the farm director Kyle Haynes for the Giants. The 2-2 pitch, hard hit ground ball over towards third baseman Kasevich. He grabs it, fires it over to first. One out now here for the Emeralds to start the seventh. Luis Chirribio now due up. Chirribio held hitless yesterday. 0-2 today, a pop out and a strikeout. So he homered in game 2 and game 3 of the series, being held hitless yesterday. Trying to break out of it here. It's a lefty facing a lefty, though. A tough matchup for Chirribio. First pitch in. Check swing, called a ball. So Chirribio up bat, Gordy Santos on deck. The next pitch to him swung on and missed. Count evens up now at 1-1. This last offseason, Chirribio got married to his girlfriend of 7 years in his hometown 10 days after the Emeralds won the Northwest League Championship. Next pitch taken in for a strike there. His wife will be able to watch some of his ball games this year in Eugene. The 1-2 pitch just misses low and away there for a ball. So with the Emeralds all of last season, San Jose in 2021. So a steady, steady climb for the corner infielder. The next pitch by Chirribio swung on and missed. Goes down swinging, so 2 outs now for the M's in the top of the seventh. Benson, fastball, slider, changeup for the lefty. Gordy Santos now due up here. Santos 0-1 today. Pop out in the third, a walk back in the fifth. Trying to get on base here for a second time this afternoon. First pitch to him, taken in for a strike. Solid outing from Benson so far. 1 2/3, 2 strikeouts. Next pitch misses for a ball there. Hit a walk-off. Gordy Santos, that is, last year with the Emeralds. The 1-1 pitch fouled off right up at me at the press box. Last year, Santos with Eugene batted 259, 6 homers, 18 ribbies, 8 stolen bases. Was able to cross home 38 times. It's a 1-2 count now. The pitch fouled off over towards first. Santos, the 23-year-old. 6'1", 177 pounds. We've seen him play shortstop and second. Has been the starting second baseman for all 5 games this series. The 1-2 pitch. Check swing. Fouled it off. So we'll stay where we're at 1-2. Crowd buzzing. Loving the excitement. The sunshine. The 1-2 pitch now by Gordy, swung on and fouled off behind home. Can't ask for much better weather than this. Currently 73, clear blue skies. 2 outs for the M's though. 1-2 pitch, misses inside there for a ball. So the M's, not a lot of scoring opportunities. Just a solo homer from Dupree. Other than that, just two base hits. The 1-2 pitch now to Gordy misses low. Count moves full now. Signed back in 2016 by the Giants. The 3-2 pitch just misses there for a ball. So a two-out base runner here for the Emeralds in the seventh. Damon Dews now due up. 1-for-2 for Dews. A single in the third. A ground out back in the fifth. Trying to start a rally here. A late rally for the Emeralds. Try to find a way to get them back in the ballgame. First pitch to Dews. Taken in for a called strike. Inside part of the plate there. So Santos not being held on over at first. A huge lead. Wouldn't be surprised if he took off. The pitch down the third baseline and just hooking foul. So a foul ball there from Dews. The count now 0-2. It's Gordy not being held on. I mean, he has a five-step lead over there at first. The speedster. The 0-2 pitch now here against Dews. Santos does take off, and that ball's fouled off behind home from Damon. Gordy would have been in easily on that one. Still trying to find his first stolen base of the 2023 campaign. First pitch in Mexico City from the Giants and Padres, almost underway. Gordy gets his lead at first. He takes off. The next pitch to Dews, fouled off once again, right into the Canadians' dugout. Gordy once again now, a long, long walk back over to first. Doesn't really seem like the Canadian's mind that he's taken off. Still not holding him on. If Dews can just take a ball here, it'll be a stolen base for Santos. The 0-2 pitch, Gordy takes off again. That ball is fouled off again by Dews. So the slow walk back here for Gordy must be tiring for him out there. Sun beating down on the field. Ball now picked up, tossed over to a fan who's celebrating out and left. The 0-2 pitch, now the first baseman, Rainer Nunez, electing to hold on Santos over at first. We'll have to see if he takes off, though. The 0-2 pitch to Dews, taken outside for a ball. Santos not stealing on that. Of course, the first time he doesn't try a steal, it's a ball. First baseman Nunez still electing to hold him on. The next pitch to Dews, swung on and missed. A strikeout from Damon Dews. So we'll head to the bottom of the seventh here. The Emeralds still trailing by seven. You're listening to Eugene Emeralds Baseball on 95.3, The Score.
In sports, the team with the best players usually wins. At Atcor, we have assembled a team that is passionate about our mission, our values, and our strategic priorities. Do you want to be a part of a winning team? Atcor is hiring. Join our growing team in manufacturing. Apply now at atcor.com/careers. Atcor is a certified Great Place to Work company 2 years in a row. We offer great benefits and competitive pay. Apply now at atcor.com/careers.
What does a food truck chef in LA?
Order up.
A hip-hop producer from St. Louis.
Check, check, one, two.
And the king of the pickup courts in Philly have in common? They share the same grit, resilience, and passion for what they do. Because the people who share the same spirit share the same beer. Budweiser. This Bud's for you. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Budweiser Lager Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The absolute best place for car audio is Brad's Cartoons. And the absolute best place for your local baseball is the Eugene Emeralds at PK Park. Brad's Cartoons. Tunes has teamed up with the Eugene Emeralds and JVC and came up with a double play giveaway. Join us with Eugene Emeralds at PK Park and sign up to win your free pair of JVC speakers. And come see us for the Summer of Sound, Eugene and Springfield, Brad's Car Tunes.
The Eugene Emeralds on 95.3 The Score, sponsored by Northwest Sport Fishing. And now, back to the ballpark with Jacob Archer.
Welcome back into Rogers Field, top of the, or bottom of the seventh, excuse me, for the Canadians. Spencer Bivens back out on the bump. Strong showing from him so far. Two innings, three hits, two strikeouts. It was held. Vancouver scoreless the last couple frames. Now comes Set facing Desaun Brown, the leadoff hitter. Fifth plate appearance for Brown. He's 2 for 3. A walk, two runs scored, as well as a stolen base. So filling up the stat sheet, the speedy center fielder. First pitch missed for a ball. Second one fouled up high into the air. Trevino giving chase for a second. That'll land out of play over on the first base side of things. It's been a slow game today for the bats of the Emeralds. They're in danger now of losing their second consecutive. That'd be the first time this year that's happened. The 1-1 pitch, check swing, a foul ball from Brown. So the count now moves to 1-2 here. Bivens with the four pitches. That last one, a slider. He has a four-seam sinker, changeup. Able to mix up those pitches a lot. Really likes to throw that fastball-sinker combo. The 1-2 pitch. Misses outside there. Changeup just missed his spot. So Bivens, his second appearance in this series. Last one, three innings strong. Just allowed one earned run. The 2-2 pitch. Ball is hit into the air. Bit of a blooper. Might get down, and it will be over out in right field. So a bit of an unlucky hit there from Brown. Gives the Canadians a base runner here to start off the bottom of the seventh. Santos and Trevino gave chase to it. Not able to get there in time, though. Gabby Martinez now up here for Vancouver. 2 for 3 for him. Two RBIs. Looking to continue to pour it on Eugene this afternoon. Bivens now comes set, takes a look back over at the runner. First pitch, hit another kind of blooper out to right. Barracudo able to make the catch, though. So one out here now for the Emeralds in the bottom of the seventh. Rainer Nunez now up. Nunez today got the start at first. 0 for 3 today. 1 for 5 yesterday. The Blue Jays, number 26 prospect, according to MLB.com. Bivens now comes set. Runner gets his lead at first. The first pitch, a hard grounder through for a base hit. The runner from first hustling over to third. Barracudo firing it in, not in time. So a single for Nunez. Now runners on the corners here for Vancouver with just one out. Kay Doty do up. Doty, the cleanup hitter. Got the start today at DH. He's 0 for 3. Run scored as well as a ribby. Reach base on a walk. So looking for his first base hit here of the night. Great chance with runners on the corners. Trevino holding on the runner over at first. First pitch from Bivens. Swung on and missed. EM's middle infielders playing pretty far back. Looking for that double play ball to get them out of the inning. Dude shaded over a little bit towards third. Not holding on the runner. Next pitch. That ball is hammered out to left field. Jared Dupree going back up against the wall. And that ball will leave. A three-run home run from Cade Doughty. Canadians now a 10-run lead here. Great piece of hitting from Doughty. He was held hitless up until that point. The DH, the Blue Jays number 8 prospect, gets a hold of that one. So the score now moves to 11-1. Alex DeJesus up for the Canadians. DeJesus, 1-for-4 today, a run with 2 ribbies. First pitch in from Bivens. Just misses there for a ball and off speed. So tough from Spencer, a good showing for him the first 2 innings. Gets tagged up with a solo shot. The next pitch fouled off over towards first. Bivens, someone who I know is hard on himself. Really grinding this year, trying to work his way up. Has been excellent so far. That last pitch just left one a little bit over the plate. The 1-1, taken in for a called strike there on the fastball. Count moves to 1-2, so a chance here for Bivens to get his 3rd strike out of the ballgame. There is some movement over there in the Emeralds bullpen. Have to see what they elect to do. Facing a couple righties, the next batters. 1-2 now. The pitch goes down looking. Strike 3 called. So the 3rd strikeout of the afternoon here for Bivens. And there's 2 outs now in the bottom of the 7th. Devontae Brown now up. Brown, the 6-hole hitter for Vancouver. 3-for-4 today, a double, an RBI, as well as a run. So the left fielder with a great game at the plate. First pitch from Bivens. Misses, actually hits the outside part of the plate there for a strike. Sinker able to catch a piece of the corner. Some late break movement on that sinker from Bivens. Why it's such a lethal pitch. Next pitch swung on and missed. Count now moves to 0-2. So trying to get out of this inning after allowing a 3-run homer to extend the Canadians' lead here tonight. The 0-2 pitch now against Brown. Fouled off, just gets a piece of that one to battle and stay alive. Josh Kasevich on deck for Vancouver. Bivens now comes set, looking for a 2nd consecutive strikeout. The 0-2 pitch just misses low and away there against Brown. So Brown now, after his 3-hit day, batting .292 on the year. 7 ribbies, a home run as well. So he's seen his batting average skyrocket here the past few days. Yesterday going 1-for-5. A free agent back in 2022. So 1-2, nobody on. The pitch hit towards 3rd base and hooking just foul. So Dews grabs that one, flips it over to a fan. So we'll stay where we're at with 1-2 now. It's the bottom of the 7th. Vancouver, 11 runs on 5 hits. Eugene, 1 run on 3. The pitch, check swing, did go around, so Sugasti tags him out. So back-to-back strikeouts for Bivens. So we'll head to the top of the 8th. The Emeralds trailing by 10. You're listening to Eugene Emeralds Baseball on 95.3, The Score.
At Fred Meyer, we believe fresh means holding our produce to a higher standard. That's why we do up to a 27-point inspection on our produce. Like for citrus, we check for things like scarring and sunburn. Yep, oranges can sunburn. And we'll make sure you never see it. In fact, we only allow the best oranges, lemons, and grapefruits to reach our shelves. Because when it comes to fresh for everyone, we believe the juice is worth the squeeze. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
Along with the Eugene Emeralds and Los Monarcas, the Eugene Airport is proud to play a part in what makes Western Oregon such a unique place to be, connecting you to anywhere you want to go. The Eugene Airport is proud to announce nonstop service to San Diego, California through Alaska Airlines. Book your next trip at alaskaair.com. The Eugene Airport is proud to be the official airport of the Eugene Emeralds. For business, leisure, and commuting, play local, fly local. Fly EUG.
Do you have a tub problem? Hi, this is Paul with Bathcrest. We've been professionally repairing tubs and showers for over 30 years, specializing in repairing, refinishing, and installing safety modifications for your tub. Our technicians are factory repair reps for Kohler, Max Jacuzzi, and many other manufacturers. Give us a call at 541-689-9335 or see our fine work at bathcrest.net. Bathcrest, we fix tubs like magic.
CCB 819-03.
The Eugene Emeralds on 95.3 The Score, sponsored by Eugene Electric Bicycles. And now, back to the ballpark with Jacob Archer.
Welcome back into Rogers Field, top of the eighth inning here for the Emeralds. Grant McRae going to be set to lead things off. So McRae, Ortega, and Logan Wyatt, 1, 2, and 3. The top three hitters today for the Ems, all held hitless, all either 0 for 3 or 0 for 2. Ortega, the only one to reach base so far with a walk. Back in his plate appearance in the sixth. So it's now down to their final six outs here today. Trailing by 10. Gonna take an incredible, incredible comeback. So Juan Nunez, the pitcher. First pitch to McRae. Swung on and missed. Count now moves to 0-1. So Nunez, the right-hander, coming in for relief here. The 0-1 pitch misses upstairs there for a ball. Pitch back a couple days ago against the Ems, went one inning, two hits, one earned run, walked two and struck out one. Just a second appearance of the season. The 1-1 to Grant. Just misses low there for a ball. So Nunez, his fifth season with the Canadians, 27 years old. 4-0 record last year. The 2-1 swung on and missed, so the count will move even at 2-2. Signed as an international free agent back with the Blue Jays in 2013. The 2-2 pitch to McRae hit hard down the first baseline and foul. Left the organization for a little bit, re-signed as a free agent back in 2022. Played with the Canadians from 17 to 19. He logged 111.1 innings pitched in the Northwest League over those seasons. So someone who's been around in this league for a while. The 2-2 pitch to McRae, misses low for a ball. So count moves full. The Ems in desperate, desperate need of base runners. McRae looking to reach base here for the first time today. The 3-2 pitch swung on and missed. McRae goes down swinging here to start the eighth. 97 on the radar gun from Nunez. Really ramping up that velocity. Iverson Ortega now up 0 for 2 today. Struck out in the first, pop out in the fourth, walked back in the sixth. One out now with nobody on. The first pitch to Ortega. Ball's hit high into the air, going foul towards the first baseline. It's Ortega, just 20 years old. Already the Giants number 6 prospect, according to MLB.com. So he's moved up very, very quickly. Next pitch to him, fouled off once again behind home. Ortega, great defensively so far this year. Looks very, very natural on the diamond. Came into today batting 206. 12 runs, 8 ribbies, and 2 stolen bases for the right-hander. Now quickly down, 0-2. Tough spot for him. The pitch swung on and missed, so back-to-back strikeouts now for Nunez. That'll bring up Logan Wyatt now. Wyatt 0-for-3 today, popped out in the first and the fourth inning, and then struck out in his last plate appearance back in the sixth. His batting average now just down to 250, but still with 15 RBIs on the year. Been one of the better power bats in this Emeralds lineup. First pitch to him, called for a strike. Oof. Not sure he's too happy with that one there. So facing a righty now. First time against a right-handed pitcher here today. The 0-1. Misses way outside that time for a ball. Off speed there from Nunez that just got away from him. So the M's coming into today, the best batting average in the Northwest League. They've been shut down though, just three hits. Next pitch from Wyatt, fouled off behind home. Count now moves to 1-2. So Nunez looking to strike out the side here in the top of the eighth. A 1-2 count now. The pitch, hard hit over towards second. That'll be through for a base hit. So Logan Wyatt able to reach base here for the first time today. A two-out single out to right field. That'll bring up Victor Barracoto now. Barracoto, 1-for-3 today. Couple of strikeouts, singled back in the sixth. Gonna need a two-out rally like it's no one's business here. Trailing by 10. Kind of windy out at Rogers Field today. Nunez comes set. Wyatt not being held on at first. First pitch to Barracoto, taken in for a called strike. So Wyatt with his lead at first. Haven't seen him steal a base yet. So not being held on. The 0-1. Swung on and missed. Off speed there. Caught Barracoto way out in front. Now trails 0-2. Barracoto, the starting right fielder today for the Emeralds. Nunez now looking for his third strikeout here of the inning. The 0-2 pitch. Fouled off over towards left field. So Wyatt will trot back over to first. Barracoto today batting cleanup once again for the Emeralds. Gonna need some magic here, though. The 0-2 pitch swung on and missed. So Nunez gives up one hit but three strikeouts. We'll head to the bottom of the eighth. The Canadians, a 11-1 lead. You're listening to Eugene Emeralds Baseball on 95.3, The Score.
Dear gas prices, go take a hike. Toyota is the number one retail brand for electrified vehicles for 22 years, and the Toyota hybrid lineup brings efficiency with power and savings with style. Toyota, the number one retail brand for electrified vehicles for 22 years. Think you can stand in our way? Think again. Toyota hybrids. Find yours at Toyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Based on manufacturer estimate, CY 2000 through 2021 sales.
As summer approaches, discover all Newport has to offer. A world-class aquarium, museums, the beautiful Yaquinahead Lighthouse, and more. Newport is home to many popular restaurants, breweries, and unique shops. Enjoy outdoor experiences for the family like fishing, crabbing, hiking, and mountain biking. Love nature? You'll enjoy bird watching, whale watching, and storm watching. So what are you waiting for? Your adventure starts here at discovernewport.com.
Hello, this is Lisa Trulove, owner of Palace Coffee and Bakery. We are proud to now add coffee roasters to our name. We like to think of ourselves as utility players. Cafe, bakery, coffee roasters, mobile cafe, we do it all. Come see us at our downtown location, 842 Pearl Street. Step up to the plate and we'll raise our coffee mugs to the Eugene Emeralds.
The Eugene Emeralds on 95.3 The Score, sponsored by Mark Fain's Fabulous Finds. And now, back to the ballpark with Jacob Archer.
Welcome back into Rogers Field. Hunter Dula now out on the mound for the Emeralds to start the bottom of the eighth. Dula, an appearance earlier this series, one innings pitched, three strikeouts for the righty. So a strong showing from him. He'll look to do the same. First pitch into Kasevich, taken for a ball. So Dula from Wingate University, 18th rounder back in 2021. Had a brief stint with Eugene last year, pitching in four games. Next pitch takes it low for a ball. I know I talked about this last time Dula was out, but one of the best fun facts in his bios, I'll get to it in a sec. So Kasevich, the batter, next pitch, takes it in for a strike. Dula, four-seam changeup and a slider from him. Four-seam sits about 92 to 94. 6'1", 220-pound right-handed pitcher. The 2-1, the ball is hit out to right field. Barracudo moving over to his left. He will make the catch up against the foul line. So one out here now for the Canadians in the bottom of the eighth. So Dula, his, I don't know if it's true, can't verify it, but supposedly this last offseason wrestled a grizzly bear on a hunting trip in Alaska. I have to bring it up every time he pitches. It's incredible. I don't know if it's real or not, but does it matter? Next pitch is hammered over towards Ortega, short, who lays out, gloves it, fires it to Toribio at first in time for the out. A great play from Iverson. Ortega fully extends out to get the ground ball. Able to throw it over to Toribio just in time. Yomer Hernandez now up to bat for Vancouver. 0-for-3 for him. A run as well as a walk. So Dula now trying to go 1-2-3. First pitch hit foul over towards the first base side. If you can wrestle a grizzly bear, I'm going to trust you out there on the mound. He comes set now. The 0-1 pitch misses low and away there for a ball. So Vancouver now 11 runs, 15 hits, no errors. One of their best performances of the season. This would be the Emeralds' biggest loss. The 1-1, that ball is hammered out to Grant McRae at center. He has to move back a couple steps. We'll make the catch. So a 1-2-3 inning for Hunter Dula. We'll head to the top of the ninth. The Emeralds trailing by 10. You're listening to Eugene Emeralds Baseball on 95.3, The Score.
This is Darren Lopez of Gillis Point S Tire and Auto Service in Cottage Grove. We are a family-owned business and are committed to treating your car and truck like family. Life has enough stress nowadays. Getting your vehicle serviced shouldn't be one of them. Give us a call or make an appointment online, and we'll get your vehicle serviced thoroughly and back on the road in no time. Visit us today in Cottage Grove, Eugene, Cresswell, Springfield, Junction City, or online at pointstire.com. Point S Tire and Auto Service. There's no stress with Point S.
No stress with Point S.
Prince Pucklers makes their very own gourmet ice cream, and they serve over 40 different flavors, including their famous chocolate Oreo cookie, mint Oreo cookie, and Oreo cookie. Prince Pucklers features their popular summertime fresh fruit ice cream in refreshing flavors like strawberry, marionberry, raspberry, and banana, all made with fresh fruits. Stop by before or after the M's game. Prince Pucklers ice cream is located at the corner of 19th and Agate near the U of O. Open noon to 11 daily. Prince Pucklers homemade ice cream, Eugene's own gourmet ice cream since 1975.
Before you take yourself out to the ball game, come down to Quackers Last Stop. Come in on Emeralds game day with your ticket to get $5 off your order of $20 or more all season long. And trust us, we've got a lot more than peanuts and Cracker Jacks. Grab some amazing wings or a juicy burger off the happy hour menu. So let's root for our home team and come enjoy our updated specialty cocktail menu. Remember to make Quackers your last stop before heading to the old ball game.
Play ball!
The Eugene Emeralds on 95.3 The Score, sponsored by Northwest Sport Fishing. And now, back to the ballpark with Jacob Archer.
Welcome back into Rogers Field. Top of the ninth inning now for the Emeralds. If you believe in miracles, you're going to have to believe in one here. The Emeralds trailing by 10. Just one run on four hits. Going to need a big, big inning. So Jared Dupree set to lead things off here. Dupree today, 1-for-3. Hit a solo home run back in the fifth. Gonna need base runners and base runners in a hurry. Connor Cook now the pitcher for Vancouver. Pitched against Eugene two nights ago, one inning, one hit allowed, two strikeouts, did not give up an earned run. The righty. First pitch to Dupree misses upstairs for a ball. count now 1-0 here. He comes set. The pitch swung on and missed by Dupree. 95 there on the radar gun from Cook. So 5-6-7 due up for the Emeralds. Cook now coming set. The 1-1 pitch swung on and missed again by Dupree. The count now moves to 1-2. Asking for a new ball, so the ump giving him one here. Looking for his first strikeout here to start the top of the ninth. The 1-2 pitch swung on in the dirt, chased. Catcher gloves it, tags him out. So one out now here for the M's to start the top of the ninth. Adrian Sugasti now up 0-3 for him. Two pop outs as well as a ground out. It's been a great series, though, for the young catcher. Cook now coming set. Cook, a former 10th rounder out of the University of Louisiana Lafayette, the Ragin' Cajuns. First pitch to Suggs, fouled off behind home. Got all four outs in his season debut. Cook, high A debut in his second season as a professional. He comes set now, an 0-1 count. The pitch just misses a spot there for a ball. So four appearances for him, still has not give up an earned run through 4 1/3 inning. So he's that dominant stuff out there. Has not given up a hit either to a left-handed batter. Righty's batting just 100 against him. Next pitch missed for a ball there, so the count now moves to 2-1. Trying to make quick work here to give the Canadians their second straight win in the series. The 2-1 pitch misses inside for a ball, 96 on the fastball. So the Emeralds coming into this one, 12-6. Vancouver, 7-8. So a chance for them now to move to 500. The next ball hit hard at the third baseman, Katsevich. He gloves it, fires it across the diamond. Two outs now for the Emeralds in the top of the ninth. So the M's down to their final out. And they're just going to need about 10 straight runs here. Never say never. Luis Toribio now up, the lefty. Toribio 0-3 today, went 0-4 yesterday. Trying to avoid going hitless in consecutive ball games here. Toribio, though, still batting 273. First pitch to him misses outside for a ball. Beautiful day here for baseball. Don't know if I saw a single cloud during the entirety of the game. The next pitch to Luis, check swing, did go. Count now evens up at 1-1. So Toribio with two strikeouts today. The 1-1, called a strike on the inside part of the plate. So the Emeralds now down to their final strike of the ball game here. The crowd clapping, getting on its feet. Ready to see the Canadians shut out this one. The 1-2 pitch misses upstairs for a ball. Count now evens up here at 2. New ball for the pitcher, Cook. Trying to go for his fifth consecutive outing, going scoreless. So the crowd now once again on its feet and clapping. Two outs, nobody on for the Emeralds in the top of the ninth. The 2-2 pitch hit hard down the first baseline and will be a fair ball. So a base hit here for Toribio on a 2-2 count. His first of the ball game. So we'll go again now. Gordy Santos up. Santos today 0-1. Pop out in the third. Walk in the fifth and in the seventh. So the two-out rally now officially beginning. Runner over there at first. Santos, the switch hitter, batting as a lefty here. First pitch to him, a weak dribbler that's going just foul towards the M's dugout. So Cook now comes set to Rebio, not being held on at first. The 0-1 just misses his spot on the outside there for a ball. So the count evening up at 1-1. 85 miles an hour there on the off speed. The 1-1 misses again on the inside there. So the count now, 2 balls and 1 strike here for Gordy. Gordy today, the only Emerald to reach base twice. Next pitch to him, called in for a strike. So the count now 2-2 here. The Emeralds down to their final strike of the ball game. Toribio over at first. The crowd on its feet and cheering. Cook comes set. The 2-2 pitch. Swung on and missed from Gordy, and that will do it here in Vancouver tonight. The Canadians winning this one by a final score of 11-1. Their second consecutive win. They now move to 500 on the year. The Emeralds moving to 12-7, still in first place, though, in the Northwest League. So we're going to step aside here, take a quick break. When we return, the Instaprint postgame show. You're listening to 95.3 The Score. Or you're listening to Eugene Emeralds Baseball on 95.3 The Score.
Summer is upon us, and it's a great time to come to the coast and visit Sea Lion Caves, America's largest sea cave. Take our elevator 208 feet down into a spectacular nature experience. Visit our gift shop with thousands of unique gifts, artwork, and collectibles. And of course, you will enjoy our homemade fudge and popcorn made right here in our gift shop. Sea Lion Caves is just a short drive north of Florence on Highway 101. Come visit. It's a new adventure every day at Sea Lion Caves.
So, how do you live local? When you're with Selco, it's easy. Just by being a member, you're helping to support things like grants for local teachers, services to help local businesses thrive, and causes that improve the lives of those in your community. So live a local life, and soon you'll be living a good life. Selco Community Credit Union. Join us today.
Hello.
Hello. Come on in. Take a look around.
Oh, you all sell secondhand?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have a senior discount?
Yes, ma'am. Not that I imagine you qualify, though.
Oh, stop it. Say, do you have a discount for military families?
Absolutely, ma'am.
Great.
Active or inactive. And we thank you for your service.
I think I'm going to like it here.
Eugene's newest, thriftiest thrift store. Gently used items at yesteryear's prices. Mark Fain's fabulous finds. Vets get 20% off. 2100 East Broadway, Suite 1.
Heading out to the ballgame this summer? Glide to PK Park on a beautiful new e-bike from Eugene Electric Bicycles. Our skilled and knowledgeable technicians are always available to help you search through our huge selection of brand names and styles to help find the perfect e-bikes for you and your family. We'll also match the cost of any competitor, and we deliver. Eugene Electric Bicycles is the original e-bike shop in Eugene and proud to be sponsors of the Eugene Emeralds. Slide into our store at 645 River Road or call us at 541-735-3137. Go M's.
If you're looking for something fun to do with the guys, your team, or family, look no further than Northwest Sport Fishing on the beautiful Oregon coast at Winchester Bay and Charleston. Captain Justin Rudy is ready to take you and your group on a premier charter fishing trip that will provide lifelong memories. We are ready to get you hooked onto halibut, rockfish, tuna, and salmon. We even have pots full of crab ready to pull up for you if you want an unforgettable meal. So don't wait. Book online now at northwestsportfishing.com or call direct at 541-733-6061.
The Eugene Emeralds on 95.3 The Score, sponsored by Eugene Electric Bicycles. And now, back to the ballpark with Jacob Archer.
Welcome back into Rogers Field for the Instaprint postgame show. Visit Instaprint for everything from self-serve copies to commercial printing and mailing. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff can take your project from idea to completion. So the Emeralds today suffering their worst loss of the season, 11-1. The first time this year, the Emeralds losing back-to-back games. Winning pitcher was Santos for Vancouver. The losing pitcher, Matt Mikulski for the M's, the starter who just went 1 1/3. Final time of the ball game, 2 hours and 36 minutes. The attendance, 5,016. So a great crowd here today for the Nooner at Rogers Field. So the Emeralds will be back tomorrow to finish out this series. Still a chance to split the series against Vancouver, trailing by just one game. That game will start with a 105 first pitch. You won't want to miss it because Carson Wisenhunt making his Emeralds debut tomorrow. So he pitched earlier this week with San Jose, joined the team a couple days ago. Going to be getting the start. Not sure exactly how many innings he's going to go. But the talented, talented pitcher, top prospect in the Giants org, 2022 second rounder, who's rose up quickly, going to be getting the start. So just taking a quick look here around the Northwest League, Tri-Cities and Hillsboro set to face off tonight. That game is in Hillsboro. Hillsboro, winners now of two straight games after going on a 10-game losing streak. And then Everett and Spokane taking it on at 5:09. Everett, of course, in second place currently in the Northwest League. So the M's with a 1.5-game lead over the Aqua Sox. So that'll be a big matchup to watch to see how the final two games go. If they're able to win tonight, it'll bring them within one. Of course, the Emeralds next week going to be hosting Spokane for a 6-game series at home. So that series will be the first time the M's have now played an opponent twice. Still yet to play Hillsboro or Tri-Cities this year. Just a reminder as well that locally owned and operated Instaprint is conveniently located downtown at 909 Garfield near West 11th. So we'll have first pitch 105. I'll be live tomorrow at 12:55 for the pregame show. Tough loss here today for the Emeralds, but like I mentioned, a chance to bounce back tomorrow and go home splitting this road trip. So thanks so much for everyone who's listening, and we'll catch you tomorrow. Have a good day, everybody.
Thank you for listening to another Eugene Emeralds broadcast on your home for the M's, 95.3 The Score. We now join our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.